Probably.
You take that, I've been thinking about, just down here with Power Beach or something, just in the spring, just putting stats to get a little green, take and set a square foot. Peach, you know, here and there, so it didn't hurt anything.
Sure.
Just go wind around, I never had a town.
Well, no one else does, but it's probably worth a try. You know, there's the eelgrass down Vinyl Haven, and well, it's the last place I remember looking at it. It, where it's underwater would do fine, but when it comes up so that it was exposed at low tide, it would, the tops would break off.
Mm. Well, that could be the only place it was way back. I really don't know. Yeah. That's about where it is down at Bower Beach. On low drain tide, it comes out.
Yeah.
But not all the way.
Yeah.
And up in Penobscot, I don't know if you go that way ever, but people going to Castine.
Yeah.
You come to Penobscot Village where the post office.
Yes, I
did. That big flat up, that's all we've got there for several years.
Is that really?
There,
no.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot in Northeast Harbor for a while. It was a mess of it.
Ah.
But I think the worm diggers killed it out, I'm not sure.
Rolled it over.
No,
they don't mean that. Fierce group.
But I don't know how much of our, you know, how much of a fuss that would be, but I can remember my grandfather telling about Hiram. I don't know where he kept his boat, but he would go out on the low water with scythe and mow it around his mooring because he'd get in the lead, you know. Because they only had a little make and break engine. You get a little seaweed, a little eelgrass, and then she wouldn't go.
Sure, sure, that would make sense. Well, they used to fan that. Well, they didn't use eelgrass, I guess. They used the swamp grass.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Grass. Yeah. Yeah, that used to be real important food for the cattle.
Yeah. Well, I have thought that catching all of these urchins, there'd be an awful lot of kelp showing. I haven't seen all that.
I haven't either. When I was a kid, there was lots of kelp. And it left for a while. Back again, left. Those urchins have left about four times since I can come and go on.
Mm-hmm.
By themselves, without anybody fishing on them.
No.
But
I'd figure what causing.
They, somewhere I read, I think it was in the fishing paper, like, the roll percentage is better this year than it's been, even though they didn't get as many urchins, the roll percentage is better.
Yeah.
But the down, so they're just getting the ones that are just getting into legal size now. 2 inch is about as big as you get.
Yeah.
And I noticed what little urchin and we did, that the smaller ones did have more.
Yeah.
I suppose that.
John's been saying that too.
Mm-hmm. More stuff. So maybe that's just it, they're working on a smaller population.
Could be. Certainly ought to be plenty of food for them.
Must be. They, I don't know how many tons, millions of tons, have they taken out of the food.
Incredible. Just incredible.
Those little gunkles I used to fish. That's one of the reasons I started using no teeth. Because I used, you know, you go in there and you get a 3 minute tow and the drag is completely full where you got a few scallops and the rest is edging.
Yeah.
I was just take them off the tow and put them down in the mud, you know, until I, after a while, you get quite a few of them out and you get a few scallops.
Sure, sure.
And of course, next year they'd be right back again because all they do is crawl right, right up in again.
Yeah.
But, Jesus, there were places, I know you were, the best of it there, they must have been able to load their boats, what, in an hour, 2 hours?
And they would do it, they'd come in with a whole platform filled,
Shovel
it out.
10 cents a pound.
10 cents a pound.
Yeah, what were they, high price of $2.80?
Yeah, it's incredible, it was worth a lot of money.
Imagine.
Had to believe.
And those pumpkins, pickles.
I don't think that business is what it's cracked up.
Didn't pan out.